Between 2 and 3 this afternoon. Yesterday, Municipal Council voted for a new budget. The 2018-2019 budget has passed after a vote of 15 to 2 in favor of an original budget. 3 hours of potential changes were debated, but nope, at the end, 1.975% property tax increases in the offing. That's for the average single-family home, and as a homeowner, you're probably aware there are two things at play here. One is your assessment value. The other is the tax rate. And according to Ames, Atlantic Canada property tax rate has been growing faster than the national average. In fact, they say going back to 1981, all four Atlantic Canadian provinces have seen residential property tax increases outpacing the Canadian average, with a rate of significantly faster, particularly in the province of New Brunswick. How do we fare, and what exactly is it that we're discussing? On the line with us is one of the co-authors of this report, a senior research fellow with the Atlantic Institute for Market Studies, Ed Hollett. He is here on the line with us. Ed, thanks for doing this.
Thanks very much for having me.
When we're talking about this, on average, property tax rates growing faster than the national average, do we factor in, or are we talking about in any way, property assessments and the fact that Nova Scotia has a property tax cap on assessment?
Well, we looked particularly, I should say, first of all, we started looking at this because of the controversy in New Brunswick last year, and we decided to look not only at New Brunswick, but to widen it out at the four provinces in the Atlantic region. And what we looked at was specifically the rates, because we had data on the rates, the actual property rates, tax rates. And that's the ones we found both in even when you looked at the actual rate or adjusted the rate for inflation, we saw that the Atlantic Canadian provinces are far ahead of the rest of the country. And New Brunswick was fared the worst of all. It had the most significant rate increase of all.
Okay, so we're talking about rate increases. I'm just reading here executive summary of the report.
Yep.
It says that property taxes in Atlantic Canada are 35% lower than the Canadian average. So what are we just catching up with the rest of the country?
It's a little bit more complicated than that. We did look at, and only tangentially look at it, to see if there was some change, for example, in housing rates that would compare to this, and we didn't see a comparable rate in housing. In fact, in New Brunswick, and we used New Brunswick as a good starting point. The average residential property there is $150,000 compared to about $450,000 for a typical the average across the country. So there was no real explanation as to why Atlantic Canadian rates were going up any higher. That's the extent to which we looked at it.
But in general, property rates, property values, property prices here in Atlantic Canada are lower than some of the hot spots. Obviously, we even as bustling as Halifax is, we're nowhere near a Calgary, an Edmonton, or even, well, far be it from a Toronto or Vancouver. And as you go, as you spread outward into rural areas, there's an even bigger gap, isn't there?
Precisely. And even if you look at St. John's in Newfoundland, where I am, even during the peak of the oil boom about 10 years ago, we weren't seeing house prices in the Metro St. John's area that radically outstripped Halifax, let alone outstripped anything else that was going on anywhere in the rest of the country. So the rates of growth that we saw in property tax, the growth in property tax rates didn't seem to make a lot of sense to us, and that's one of the things we did have a look at. I was interested, though, in your lead-in when you talked about the fact that you just had an increase in Halifax. How much debate was there municipally about that? How much disclosure did Halifax Regional Municipality make about it? Because one of the suggestions that we made, one of the problems that we found, is that there's often not a lot of transparency in Atlantic Canada around municipal tax rates. We often don't know what the rates are already, what the assessments are going to be. So this is one of the reasons why sometimes municipalities can sneak in increased revenue, because you'll find that the assessments go up and they'll just leave the tax rate where it was, or in this case, you said they raised it, I think it was about 1.97%?
1.975%, yeah. Part of the concern was that, there was a huge arbitration hearing, so increased salaries municipally for police officers, firefighters, their contract is tied. So they were saying in order to make up some of that money, we had to find the revenue. The revenue comes from the tax rate, and the tax rate had to go up in order to get a little extra money in the pot as opposed to drawing it out of reserves. But again, it comes down to those properties that have a residential cap, have a cap on their tax assessment. The only way to get more money from those people is to increase the rate.
Well, that is potentially an argument. The key thing about it, though, is you did have the discussion. Now, when you mentioned transfers, the interesting thing that we found in New Brunswick, and that's the one I actually have data on, what we found overall was that the single largest expenditure for municipalities, the largest item of expenditure that grew was in transfers to capital funds and to cash reserves. So we'd have to question, and I'd suggest that may be an issue for to delve into a bit farther in the Metro Halifax region, is to ask what, when they said they wanted to raise rates instead of, raise extra cash instead of dipping into reserves, it would be to look at that pattern, because that's the only thing we did find that we think was rather curious. Most other expenditure items in for municipalities in the region increased in a fairly consistent pattern. There was nothing out of the ordinary. Hmm. But in the case of transfers, it was. So that's just an interesting little sidelight, and it might be something to look at. But the question would be, why not dip into reserves temporarily? In some instances, if you're talking about making a significant adjustment to salaries, that's a long-term cost that may have been a justified expenditure. But there may be other issues. If you don't have that discussion municipally, though, taxpayers don't know, they don't see, and oftentimes municipalities can get away with hiking rates and hiking incomes and taking advantage of property tax assessments that and rather than just simply learning to live within their means.
Well, just to be particularly honest about this, the conversation, the objection was that some had voted or wanted to vote a 1.6% increase instead of a 1.975. So in the end, there was going to be an increase one way or the other. It was just by how much.
Well, that's fair. But the key thing, I think, would be to have that discussion, which is one of the strong things that we recommended coming out of the paper, to use... there are a variety of mechanisms used across North America, but the truth in taxation concept, which basically forces a discussion every time there's a discussion of taxation rates. So you look at assessments and you look at rates. In some municipalities across North America, they actually force a specific vote on the tax measure separate from the budget as a whole. Hmm. So you have to force that disclosure before the rate happens, have public hearings specifically on the rate measures. If Halifax did that, then that's a great thing. That's a good idea for Halifax residents, and it's a good idea for the rest of the municipalities across the region to copy.
And again, it sounds as though there's some appetite in Nova Scotia, HRM specifically, Halifax, to talk about this whole property tax cap, because for years, you know, they were able to hold the rate steady, but that was based on an overall average increase of about 2-3% for the assessment. So if the assessment roll goes up by 3% and you keep your tax rate the same, you still see an increase in revenue.
Well, one of the things we did look at was caps, and we did look at caps as an option, and we concluded that really it's not the most equitable way to go, because it favors people with higher end homes, and displaces the tax burden onto people with lower value homes. So we didn't find that assessment caps were necessarily as good as some people make them out to be.
And that's the conversation, apparently, we'll be having in future years. Thanks for the update, Ed. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for spending a bit of your day with us on News 95.7.
Thanks very much for having me.
You take care, sir. That's Ed Hollett. He's an Ames Senior Fellow. He's a co-author of a report, Atlantic Canada Property Tax Rates Growing Faster Than the National Average. But digging below the headline, you see that we're actually still below the national average, but we're quickly catching up. All for the greater good, the bigger discussion, that is. All right, we'll take a break. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, Brad Farquhar. He is the first Maritimer to qualify and then finish the Iditarod. We'll learn more about his adventure coming your way. That's happening right after this news update. You're listening to the Sheldon McLeod Show here on News 95.7.